Becoming Queen by Kate Williams. Read by Carol Boyd. Introduction. The English like queens. The Dowager Duchess of Saxe-Coburg, on hearing of the birth of her granddaughter, Princess Victoria. The English do indeed like queens. Queen Victoria is England's longest reigning monarch, after ruling for 63 years and 216 days. Elizabeth II seems well on the way to ruling for 60 years after weathering more challenges than many monarchs in history. I was born into a unique conjunction of female prime minister and monarch. To a child growing up in the 1980s, women ruled. Female heads were on coins and notes, criminals were incarcerated at Her Majesty's pleasure, and the Queen's armed forces fought a female politician's wars. Accustomed as we are to the long reign of Elizabeth II, a queen seems a perfectly welcome outcome for the present-day British. However, in the late 18th century, the situation was very different. Even Elizabeth I, now so fated, was then seen as masculine and untrustworthy. Still, with a mad king and a debauched prince regent in power, the English invested their hope for a stable future in a princess, Charlotte, daughter of the Prince Regent. She was young and pretty, apparently liberal in her views, and sympathetic to the general public. She gave the country hope throughout the rigours of the Napoleonic Wars, during an age when monarchs across Europe were being swept off their thrones. When she and her child died, the English despaired. They believed they were doomed to rule by the Prince Regent and his hedonistic brothers, including the buffoonish Duke of Clarence and the evil Duke.